Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is I Am Unique, right? Your DIY business coach here live in Studio U on Instagram, Facebook. What are we on? Blog Talk, Spotify. So we are live now. Give me 1 second and let's start our intro. Tonight's topic is how to stay motivated. How to stay motivated. So give me a second. We do not have the intro tonight because I deleted it. So give me 1 second, guys. I'll be right back. All right, tonight's topic is how to stay motivated. We're going to be talking about 10 ways to stay motivated in your business, and who you are, you know, what makes you stay motivated. So give me a second and pull up my notes. Thank you all for joining tonight. We're going to have a special guest come on in a few minutes, and we're going to be talking to her about how to stay motivated. Bring her on. She might even already be in a call. So let me see if she's in a call. Give me 1 second, guys. It's been a long day. It's been a very, very long day. Hey, how are you? Hello?
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I'm going to go over a few things before me and you start our great conversation. So give me 1 second, and I'll bring you back in, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. So tonight's topic is how to stay motivated, what makes you motivated, and why do you want to be motivated? Like, what keeps you motivated? What keeps you going? What keeps you moving? What keeps you happy? What keeps you waking up every morning doing your business, making money, not making money? We're not going to talk about the money aspect of it because that's not what it's always about, or that shouldn't be what it's always about. But we are going to talk about just keep staying motivated. So let's start with my top 10 so we can bring our awesome guests on. They came on tonight. So, number one, what is your potential? Work towards your potential, not your quota. Okay? Work towards your potential, not your quota. When you're doing business and when you're developing your business, you know, everybody says, oh, yeah, I want to make $10,000 a day. I want to make $10,000 a week, $10,000 a month. You know, that is your quota, right? But if you work towards your potential, if you do a little bit harder work, because if you can get to that 10 in 2 weeks and that's your monthly quota, why would you stop working there? Why would you stop? Like, why don't you continue to work? You know what I mean? So wouldn't that sound so much better if you work towards your quota, not your potential? All right, guys? The next one is shoot for being extraordinary. Now, these are the things that's going to help you stay motivated. You want to shoot for being extraordinary. You want to shoot for your best. You want to give everybody your all. You don't want to give everybody your half-ass shit. You know, you need to really do the things that, do things 10 times better than what you would actually do them regardless. Just shoot for extraordinary. You want people to remember you. You're going to give the best customer service. You're going to give the best product. You're going to give the best everything. So make sure you're shooting for extraordinary. All right? When somebody gives you a project, number three to you, me, is go the extra mile, even after satisfying the basics. My brain is running at 10 miles an hour right now. Go the extra mile. You know what that means? It's like, so if your project is already done and you see some little things that you can tweak to make it better, just do the extra stuff. You know what? And you're thinking about, would it help your customer? Yes, your customer's going to be excited about it. You know what that customer's going to do? They're going to be like, yo, go work out. Go work with Unique. Because she's going to make sure that your shit is right. Your stuff is popping. Your stuff is perfect. You know you know your stuff. Work with her. She's going to make sure you good. So go that extra mile. And it's going to satisfy your customer. They're going to refer you to more people. You're going to make more money. They're not going to complain about what they're paying you. Because when you have ass do shit, then people are like, well, I don't want to even pay you. Da, da, da. And then you got to deal with that. So imagine if you went the extra mile. What would you get? You know what I mean? You wouldn't have to hear about your prices is too high. Why is your price so high? So go that extra mile. The next one, number four, is do what others refuse to do. We all like to do our passions, and I've talked about that on many levels. We've all like to talk about our passions and doing what our passions are and putting our passions out there. But go do what other people refuse to do. If you do the things in an event, in a project, in a job that other people refuse to do, then you know what that's going to say? They're going to know you're a hard worker. They're going to know you're dedicated. They're going to know that you're making sure that the things are done right. You know, if I have an event or I'm hosting an event or I'm doing something, I'm going to make sure pamphlets are printed out. I'm going to make sure I'm going the extra mile to make my people happy. So those are the things that I'm doing. Get more information that you need. Give them more than what they expect. So number five. Be willing to fail, knowing failure is impossible. What does that mean, guys? What does that really mean to you? That means, to me, that means if you are doing the job, if you went out there to run the race, even if you're not first place, you didn't fail. There is no failure. You completed the race, and you made points, and you did what you're supposed to do. So go out there, because if you don't do it, you won't even know how good you are, how bad you are, how far you can get. So go out here and run this race of this business race, run this race of life, and do what you need to do to actually go that extra mile so that you can be who you need to be. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, if you start and you complete it and you go hard at it, failure is impossible because you're going to win at something. You're going to get it. You know what I mean? So just continue to do it, guys. And these are the things that will keep you motivated in doing the process and getting you where you need to be. Just do what you have to do to continue to push forward. Start the project, okay? Be the most dependable person you know. If anybody knows me, I am there. I'm ride or die. Sickness or health till death do us part. Until you burn me. Pretty much. But I'm loyal. I am very loyal. So make sure if you call me and you say, hey, I need you to do something, I'm going to do it. People, when people know that you're dependable, that any projects, any jobs, anything that comes up, they're gonna turn it on to you. They're gonna assist you with it. All right? Let people know you are unique by your actions. I know you can't all be me. Y'all can't be like me. But if y'all let people know how you are unique by doing things, going above and beyond, treating people nicely, asking them how they're doing today. You know, sometimes I'll call my clients up and they're like, how you doing today? You know, did you have a good day? You know, just start, you know, ask them how they are today. So especially if you owe me money, I'm going to ask you how you doing today. Then I'll be like, yo, you got my money. But they're not expecting you to ask them how you doing today because they know you call up for that bread. But it doesn't make a difference. I want to know how you're doing, because when I hit you hard, I want to make sure that you understand where I'm coming from. I know you had a bad day. All right? So do let people know you are unique by your actions. Do things that challenge you the most. We all want to do the easy stuff. We all want to do the easy stuff. I like to do the easy stuff first. But at the end of the day, if I do the hard stuff first, the stuff that I don't know how to do or it gets me overwhelmed or whatever, those are the things that make you a better person. Those are the things that make you more comfortable in your insides. You know, those are the things that's like, yeah, I got that done. So that motivates you to do all that easy stuff. Just actually have to see how that works. If I got to do something that I really don't want to do or I'm comfortable doing, and I do that first, then that easy stuff, whew, it's so easy to get done. So those are the things. All right. So give more than is expected of you. I work with a lot of different type of people and different energies and different things, and I go above and beyond, and I show them. And some people take advantage of the situation, and others don't. But at the end of the day, I'm not doing that for you. I'm doing that for me. Everything that I do for people is to help me out and help me. Because then you can't say, oh, you didn't do this. You didn't do that. No, I'm going above and beyond. I'm doing things that I'm giving you more than what you expected. So if I sit here and I'm like, hey, I'm going to run this mile. I'm going to run another, quarter mile just to make it feel better. If you do more, think about if you're trying to lose weight or something, right? If you do two or three more sit-ups each time, that little stomach is going to come off. If you run some more miles, that's what it's going to do. If you do the work, then, tomorrow you might be able to take the day off. You know what I mean? So sometimes you got to do a little bit more than what is expected. All right. This is one of my favorite, and this is something that I'm working on right now. I'm working on my team, working on the people that I need to be around me, working on people that's going to make me better, working on people who's going to do the things that I need to do to get the results that I want. Get a mastermind group of winners. Make sure you are around people who are doing boss-ass shit. Excuse my French, if you don't like it, then leave. So my thing is, make sure you're doing the things. You're doing the things right now that makes you a winner. And you're around winners, because when you're leveling up, when you got people around you that are smarter than you and more educated than you, you know what they do? They challenge you. They make you better. They make you do things that you're like, I don't know how they did it. But if you're hanging around a whole bunch of bums that don't have nothing going on for you, what we going to do? We going to sit around and smoke weed? Hey, girl, you know what? We going to take a nap all day. No. Work. Do the job. Be around winners. Find you a group of winners, people you want to be like, people you want to act like. You know, take some time, hour a week, hour a month, investment problem, anything. Find you a group of winners. All right. I know y'all, a lot of y'all out here don't like to do this. You know, we have a lot of ways to do this nowadays. Read a book a week. I actually read two books this week. I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. Well, I ain't gonna lie. I listened to two books this week. I sat down and listened to two really good books this week that got me motivated, that got me up and running, that got me on my 10, that understood that it's time for me to work on my full potential. That is why I'm talking about this tonight, because I am motivated. I'm ready to see my million, my first million. I got a new goal right now that by in the next 5 years, next 10 years, I'm sorry, next 10 years, I will have $100 million. $100 million. Now, I'm a business coach, so I'm trying to take and trying to build, help people build their business and get to where they need to go. But my goal is to have $100 million within real estate, my books, I have planners, I'm international real estate. What else I got? I'm doing my courses. I'm teaching classes. I'm going to be up there. And if anybody who wants to join me, yo, let's start this mastermind group and let's get to this money, because I'm being real about this. This is no joke. This is real life shit. Like, it's time to stop playing. We saw how they just took all our work. They took our jobs and took everything else. with the pandemic, right? Y'all was out of money. I was crying. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? I'm scared. I wasn't really scared. I was happy. Because that opened up people's eyes to a lot of opportunities that are out there. That excited me right there. So my thing is, I'm here to create these goals, create these opportunities to create situations. Shit, what we don't know how to do, we're going to hire people to do it, because $100 million is my goal. 10 years. I'll be 52 years old, and I want $100 million in my bank account and residual income. That's just being in an account, just sitting there. Then, and once I get that, then we'll work on the next goal. Because I want to be 52. I still got another 10, 20, 30 years to go. I'll be healthy. I'll be fine. I'll be fit. Boy, let's get to this money. So the number, the last two I have, and then we're going to bring our guest on, is remove negative people out of your life. If they not about their shit, they not about their business, they not about what they got going on, they talking about some TV show, they talking about some negative-ass shit, remove, cut them out. And if you need help, you can grab one of my books. There we go. We promoting the book. Get this on Amazon right now, Kindle. I'm going to work on the Audible really, really soon. Been talking about that for days, but I'm going to do it. Bye, Pookie. How to remove from the swing sets to the luxury boat. Sometimes your friends that you have since kindergarten need not to be your friends no more. They're not here for you. They're not the ones who you need to be a part of that in your life. Because when you get to that luxury boat, do you need Ray Ray and Pookie on that boat with you? Fucking it up. And doing stuff, I don't need them on the boat with me. I don't. So if you need help removing negative people out your life, grab my book. Grab it on Amazon. All right, it's on sale too right now. So grab it while I got a little promo going. So the next thing is the last one, and we're going to bring our guest on. Stay comfortable and meet new people. Stay comfortable and meet new people. All right? Meet new people. Start talking to new people. You know why? Because more people that know you and know how powerful your ass is and know how smart you are, that means more people will give you money. More people will be on your social media. You don't want to see no broke people. These people are these celebrities are getting to know people and doing all of this, and people are knowing. It's a way to make money. Y'all want to, this is kind of upset. Y'all looking for money for your loans, for how to start your business. There is 3 billion people out here in the world. Imagine if you get all 3 billion of them to give you a dollar. Now if you can become a household name, then what does that do for you? Doesn't that make you a super powerful human being? That makes you so super powerful. If I can get a dollar, 99 cents from 3 billion people, what does that make you, a billionaire? Think of Oprah asked you to hand her a dollar. If Oprah had a Cash App and was like, Cash App me a dollar, wouldn't all y'all Cash App Oprah a dollar? You would be happy to give Oprah a motherfucking dollar. I want to be like that. Hold 10 years. Watch me work. I don't know. I got some energy right now. I got some energy. So we're going to bring on Miss J-Star. It's her social media game. We're about to bring her on live and talk to her. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good over here. I'm great. The energy you're giving, man, you just fed me so much energy.
Let me turn you up a little bit. I know. I appreciate you for this. Now, this is somebody I probably need in my low mass in my mastermind group. Because she was like,
oh,
yeah, I'll be on your show tonight. I didn't have anybody ready. And I was like, let me get somebody. And she came on. So the referral from another friend is probably going to be is in my mastermind group. So introduce yourself.
All right. So my real name is Janae Reed. I actually go by DJ J-Star in the entertainment world. And I also, my professional name is Janae Reed. I'm originally from Philadelphia, born and raised. I currently reside in Atlanta. I call myself a mogul now, or a woman of many hats. When it comes to titles, as far as being a director, being a DJ, as far as celebrity tour DJ, anywhere from a director, actress, Man, I can go on and on and on as far as the titles that I have in a role. So right now, I just lumped it up into being a mogul and a public figure.
Nice, nice, nice. That is awesome. So tell us, what keeps you motivated?
It's funny that you say that. Actually, I was listening to a lot of the things that you hit on when it comes to failure, when it comes to success, when it comes to money. For me, ultimately, I will say I start my day off, and what keeps me motivated is putting God first. What a lot of people do is they tend to look and gravitate towards things that's materialistic when it comes to the cars or when it comes to the Beyoncé's or the Oprah's. So what I would say, one of the things that keep me motivated is just living in my purpose. Every day I get up, I actually look at myself in the mirror and try to put my best foot forward every day, no matter what that is. So one of the things that keep me motivated is living in my purpose, being my true, authentic self every day, actually feeling good about what I do every day. That's kind of one of the things that keep me motivated from a personal standpoint, but also, too, from a overall standpoint, my family is what keeps me motivated, being able to lead by example every day for my friends and my family. That's kind of one of the things that keep me motivated as well from an overall standpoint is actually being able to impact people's lives, being able to post on Instagram and getting a phone call and saying, hey, you know, I seen your post today. Because of that, I was able to do this. Or getting a phone call or a text message from a friend that says, hey, you know, I wanted to talk to you today about something and be able to impact their lives. So that's some of the things that keep me motivated on a personal level and then also on a broader scale of things, knowing that I can impact a friend or a family or a child every day by being my best self.
That is so awesome. Because at the end of the day, the goal is, as a human being, we're supposed to help and support each other. Like, I know you hear about people and they come say, oh, about the money and how I look and da-da-da-da. To me, like you said, it's not about that. I have a thing. I have a saying, and if y'all know me out there, I have a saying, I want to be on the beach naked. You know what I mean? So, When I say that, yes, I do mean literally sometimes at some certain points in my life, but then I mean that as if you've been on vacation and you've been on that beach and you laying there at that nice resort or beachfront, the blue water in the Caribbean, all inclusive, you know, fly in, I want to be able to lay on that beach as long as I want to lay on that beach and be able to enjoy life, not worrying about how much this hotel bill going to be, not worrying about past, oh, I got to pay rent, I got to get back to the house, not worrying about none of that. That's one of the things. Now, I say it's financial, but I want to have other people on the beach with me. I don't want to be by myself. So I want to help everybody. If I'm on this mission to make this $100 million, imagine if we got 10 of y'all, 10, 20, 100, 200, 300. We own the beach. Let's own the beach.
Right.
Let's have our own beach. We fly in on the private jet and the elevator and go out there and just really enjoy life and have fun. Turn up. Talk about our next investment deal. You know, talk about what we can do. Talk about how we can make more money when we make your money. That's what the people do out here. That's what the people who's not worried about their rent on the first. That's what they do. They think about that. So what's your thoughts on that?
No, I agree with you 1,000%. The other day I was on the phone with my mom, and she said, so what do you want to do? I said, I just want to wake up and be myself. You know, and a lot of times people, like you said, I'm right with you on that beach. I just want to wake up and just be myself. And it really starts with a mindset. You know, a lot of times people get caught up in, like you said, the work and, oh, what's next and what's next week. Like, I literally just want to wake up and be myself. And I thank God that I'm actually on the road today and have the opportunity, like you said, with networking, putting my best foot forward every day. When I'm walking into any room, I'm talking to somebody. I'm actually networking, like, hey, what do you do? Hey, how can I help you? Hey, can I assist? So I'm agreeing with you 1,000%. My goal is to just wake up and be free. And when I say free, I mean mentally free, meaning like not being able to worry about a bill, not worrying about, oh, I got to go to work next week, or, oh, how I'm going to pay this bill, or, oh, how I'm going to do that. It starts with a mindset shift. Mindset shift for you to get there and to understand that you can literally wake up mentally free. And that this way, if you actually have that mindset, you're able to embark and take on different tasks and journeys without worrying about anything. And then you'll actually have a mental freedom. And in this way, you will be able to endure those things that you actually want, whether it's the beach or the car. It don't matter. That comes later. But it's actually the mindset of just knowing that you just could be your free, authentic self without worrying and trying to be like somebody else.
Yes. Right, because y'all worried about these gas prices. I mean, that should not be a big worry to you. If you got the bread, if you putting your foot forward and doing the things that you need to do, fuck these gas prices. I don't even need the gas. I'm not putting the gas in the car. I don't care. You put it on the car. Put it on one of the blocks of silver or gold cars I got in that thing. Let's go. Like, why are we worried about this? You know, let's get in this jet. Where you want to go for dinner tonight? Well, you know, I would like some lasagna. I would like some Italian. All right, let's go to Italy. Let's just go to Italy. Let's get some real Italian food. Not no Maggiano's. Who wants to do that? I want some Maggiano's or some Olive Garden. No, we don't know. We going to Italy. Well, you know, I got to work in the morning. It's okay. We got a jet. We fly over there. You know, we fly back. And if you got to work in the morning, I don't got to work in the morning. No, I don't even, that's not even something I'm thinking about. Matter of fact, I'll pay what you get paid for the day. Call us. Matter of fact, quick. I got you. you dedicated, you a soldier, you will ride or die with me. Now you got a job working with my company A, B, C, or D. Whatever it is at that point, like, I want to be around winners. I want to be around people who don't think about what they got to do, because that's what holds 90% of us down. That's what holds 90% of us down, because we can't focus on ourselves. We're not happy because we got rent, we got lights, we got gas, we got put gas in the car, we got to pay the car insurance. Imagine, just sit here and imagine, close your eyes and sit here and imagine that all of that is taken care of. All of that is taken care of. You don't have to worry about your rent, you don't have to worry about your car, you don't even notice it coming out of your account. You don't even notice it coming out to your account. And you're like, okay, let's do this, let's do that. And a lot of that, like she said, a lot of that comes with your mentality. You know what I mean? And how you think, because a lot of us are so trapped in bills and what we going to do next and how we going to do it. Sometimes, even when you're not on this level yet, you can lower that stress in your brain, because if you have faith and you believe and you're doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, that stuff will come. It'll come. And people really don't believe in that. Like, I'm a big person on manifestation and deprogramming. Everything that you were taught when you were a kid was wrong.
Fact.
Period. You can have whatever you want. Has anybody ever told you that before? You do not have to work hard for your money. You just got the money work for you. There is an abundance of money up there. That's one thing that motivates me. Because they just made some $1 trillion for us during this pandemic. Now, that doesn't tell you that. Like, come on, man. There's $1 trillion in the last year. A couple of times they did this, made trillions of dollars. Come on, man.
No, you're absolutely right. One of the things I actually ask my friends all the time is, are you living? Like, are you really living? You know, even my friends, you know, I'm in an industry where I'm around billionaires. I'm around millionaires every day. I'm around celebrities that's pulling out $100,000 on video shoots. And I ask them all the time, like, are you really living? And then the second question I ask people, and also have them think about, is, do you believe in yourself and your purpose? Like, a lot of people stop themselves from really being who they are and really stop themselves from doing what it is they want to do because they really don't believe. Like you said, I love what you said, faith. You can't have faith and fear. And a lot of people, too, they have faith up until they fail in a project or something happens, or they start a business and then everybody didn't like their page, or they start a business and they didn't get the attraction that they think, so then they stop it. Oh, they have doubt in themselves. Me, one of the things that motivate me is believing in myself. And there's no stopping me. Any of my friends and my family that have any conversations with me, I'm a living proof and a living testimony. There is no stopping me. You cannot tell me no. Like, especially if you believe in God or you have a faith in the Creator, there's no no. There's no such – the guy that created Starbucks, he was told no to almost 250 times. Now look at Starbucks, a world-renowned brand that's around the world, because he believed in himself. He knew his purpose, and he continued to go. So I'm on the same path, and I thank God for blessing me with this opportunity, even being on this platform. I actually was just on set for BMF, and I was doing a 10-hour shoot before I got the phone call. However, literally, 10-hour shoot, got the phone call from my brother Troy. He said, can you hop on this podcast? I said, absolutely, without a doubt, because I wanted to connect and network with someone else that was like-minded like me. So I could have said, oh, no, Troy, I'm busy. I got something to do. As I'm driving, I'm texting. I know I shouldn't have been doing that, but, you know, I'm sending information at the same time because, again, when it comes to faith and networking and plugging and knowing who you are and your purpose, there's no such thing as no. There's no limit. And own who you are. You know, a lot of people don't own who God made them to be. God made everybody in your own individual. Like, there's a Beyonce. There's a you. Only God has only gave you those gifts for you to carry them out, not for you to sit on them, for you to think about it, for you to hold it for yourself. It's really for you to take what it is that he gave you and run with it and know that that's where you're supposed to be. That's what you're supposed to do. No matter what you, like you said, get out of here, Pookie. Go on,
right.
Pookie.
Pookie.
Y'all can get away from me. Y'all can get away from me. So you also, too, have to surround yourself. Like they said, you're only as good as your five friends. So actually, look at your circle. Look at your circle. You know, if your friends, you're only as good as your five friends. So if your five friends sitting on the phone gossiping, that's all you're going to be as a gossiper. But if your five friends is motivated every day, they getting business calls, they putting, and not just going to work, because we can go to work, but are you working? You know, are you just going to work to collect a paycheck, or are you actually living, again, living in your purpose? A lot of people go to work, and there's no shade to anybody that has a 9-to-5 and go to work. But however, are you actually working towards your life goals, or you're just working just to pay your bills? That's not living. That's not living if you're just working to just pay your bills from paycheck to paycheck. You're actually just living in a cycle. You're just living in a cycle and a system, you know.
And I appreciate everybody who goes to work and pay their bills on time and keep paying all those taxes, because when I'm making $100 million, do you understand most of those people don't pay taxes? You know, y'all was mad at Trump for not paying taxes.
Fact.
But he's smart. Why would you? Because everything he does is a write-off. Did y'all know that? Like, there's so much money out there in the world. Y'all stay regulars down there, okay, and pay the taxes, you know, so and pay for all of that health care and stuff, because somebody got to do it for the people in poverty. But, you know, I'm going to be up here. I'm going to have my own personal doctor. I'm going to have my other thing. And if you want to learn how to be independent, you know, hit me up, and I'll teach you how to be on my level. When I get up there and when I get to the top of my toughest mountain, I'm going to be a person who actually teaches people how to be better, how to make their own money, how to feed themselves. I want to teach people how to be a fisherman, not sitting there waiting on the fish, going to the store buying fish. Let's go get our own fish. Let's go get our own money. Let's go. What do you want to do? Who do you want to be? Where do you want to be? But I'm gonna switch those subjects. You know the guy, the producer of BMX, the white hair guy? He stays in my building.
Wow, that's funny. It's a small world.
He got two little poodle doggies. Ask him about, if you get back on the set, ask him about his dogs. He got two little white poodle-ish dogs, Malteses. Yeah, two little Malteses. I met him downstairs in one of the restaurants underneath the building. Cool guy, very, very, very cool guy. Look, 6 degrees from separation. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. It's a small world.
It is. And that's the thing, is like, you know, be nice to people, love people, care for people, because you really don't know who is who and what is what and how close people will be to you. But the best part about it is that, like, wouldn't you like to just be happy? You know, people was like, oh, I'm happy. Y'all ain't really happy. I mean, and we're not talking about financially happy, because happiness is a mental freedom. You know, it's a mental freedom. But you can, if you're happy and you'll have no stress, that's your goal. That's what you should strive for. That should be what motivates you. Nobody can make you happy. You have to be happy within yourself. You have to take responsibility for your life. Your mother does not control your life. Your husband does not control your life. Your kids do not control your life. You control your joy. You control your happiness. Now, you make sure they're on the same page as you. You make sure they understand you. And if they come off wrong, shoot, I'm going to be honest, be real, real honest with me. I hope she's not, my mama not watching. But I had to stop talking to my mom.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. That's the thing. Yes, it is a thing. Yes, it is.
And it's not that I don't love her or not that I don't, but she brought a lot of negativity into my life. So I was like, you know what? I love you, but I just can't really talk to you because you're going to ask me questions that I'm not going to want to answer. How am I doing? I'm doing awesome. What are you doing? Living.
Exactly. It's funny that you said it, right, because I was just watching an interview with Tyler Perry. And I watch and study the greatest. And Tyler Perry actually said during his journey he had to stop telling his mother his dreams. And when I heard that, I laughed because sometimes people don't understand the power of a negative thought. And I mean, just the fact that some people don't even think you can do it. So when you're having conversations with them about or sharing your goals or what you want to do or your next business plan, they try to talk you out of it because God only gave you the vision or the thought. So no one's ever going to be able to do what it is that you're supposed to do when it's for you. So a lot of times you can't, like you said, you can't talk to your own parents sometimes about what it is that you want to do or where it is that you want to go because they just don't understand it. So sometimes you do have to keep your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, what do you want to do to yourself, and just do it. Like I tell people all the time, just do it. My mom actually told me, she told me, don't even tell me what you want to do anymore. Just do it. We don't even exchange what it is that we want to do anymore. She said, just do it, baby. I know God got you. That's to the point that we're at in our actual relationship. But I agree with you. Sometimes we can't talk to our partners about what it is we want to do. And also, too, we have to understand, that was one of the things that worked for me, is I realized that only I can get me where I want to be. Only I have the power to get me into the room that I need to be in. No one else. So when it comes to that and you own that, you want to keep pressing forward. And also, too, one of the things I want to lay on all the audience is your network is your net worth. Sometimes it's not about the education that you have. It's not about the people. It's all it is about the person that can get you to the next room and just by conversation. I can meet you on the elevator right now and say, hey, such and such, and you could be the VP for whatever, or you could be the director of sales for this company. And just like that, I got an opportunity because I open my mouth up and had the opportunity to say, hey, my name is such and such. What do you do? What can I do for you?
Exactly.
So I just wanted to add that in there, too.
And I'm glad you said that because a lot of people don't really understand that. When you're talking to people who are doing better than you or doing greater than you or above you or on or higher level than you, they present opportunities. They show you things that you will never see if you hung out with Pookie. Yeah, we in the VIP, but you know, Pookie is drinking up all your liquor. And all night, you worried about Pookie drinking up all the liquor because you done spent $1,000 to get in his VIP. Now, if you was in the VIP with people that could afford to be in the VIP with you, then you can have a conversation with the next person in the next VIP who spends $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000 on that bottle and network with them to be who they want to be. Now, this is just an analogy. I'm not telling everybody to go spend their money in VIP and try to talk to the person next to them. What I'm trying to say is that you have to get out here and make sure you're networking with people that's not going to ask you who got the tab, who paying the bill. You networking
exactly.
with people where they just like, hey, I got it this time. You know, and y'all fighting over it. You know why white people, if I got black people in here, when white people is in there fighting over the damn bill, I love that shit. Like,
yes.
I'm going to pay it. No, I said I'm going to pay it. I'm going
to
pay it.
That just happened to me.
Why doesn't that happen at the black table? Why doesn't that happen at the black table? We don't have this happen at the black table. I want to be at the black table or the person who sits back and like, or God, I go to the bathroom all of a sudden when the check comes.
It's funny that you say that. That just happened to me the other day, and I want to hit on energy. Yeah, energy is transferable. First of all, let's start there. Energy is transferable. So when you're out and you're having a good time and people can feel your energy, it's just literally transferable. That happened to me the other day. I just went out to go get a drink, and I was just enjoying myself. Next thing you know, seriously, I'm around five white people who's paying for everything. They're like, yo, whatever she wants, we got it. It's on us. I'm like, what? And literally, it was like, oh, my God, you're so fun. You're such a good time. So literally, that's
right.
It's so funny that you say that. And then everybody was like, who is she? Now everyone's whispering in the room like, well, who is that and who is she? Because everybody paying for whatever everything that she has.
Right.
So I'm not doing that. Surround yourself.
People ask me why I hang out at the white bars. People ask me why I hang out at the white bars. You know, I like, you know, black people and everything. But you know, when you go to a white bar, you know how many times I've been there and I just sat down and started a conversation. And sometimes people just want to be talked to. And, oh, I got your whole meal. I got whatever you want. I got your whole tab. They don't even know what my tab is. They didn't even see my tab yet. And they're paying it. Before I was there 2 hours before. I had to run up $100. And they're like, oh, I got that. That ain't that. Oh, I got you. You know, and when you're around people like that and when you see that energy, that makes you feel special. I mean, it's just like, yes. And then you're like, can I get it back? Like, hey, when can we hang out again? And not because you want to have your tab paid for. It's because you're so grateful that you got that connection, that energy, that happiness over a conversation. We're not even doing business yet. So if they handle their money out like this on some hanging out at the bar, imagine what they would do with you on business. And because people work with the people who they trust. People work with the people who they like. White people will give you money. So again, I'm not trying to talk about black and white, but this is my experience. I'm from the South. This didn't happen to me when I was growing up all the time, you know, so I had a lot of pookies in my life. I was the one who always was making money, make shit happen. People ask me what I do, you know, and I'm the one who's taking care of people. So I learned that, like, let somebody else take care of you. Then let's teach. Humble yourself to let somebody take care of you. Then let's teach people how we can take care of each other. We go to dinner, I got you. Or if I decide to have a conversation with you, I'm just going to pay your tab because I asked you to have a conversation with me. You know what I mean? Sometimes I just want to talk to somebody on my level. Or you got an intelligent conversation. I love that. You know what I mean? So I that's what I do. So it's because, again, it's not about the money. Money comes easily and freely. If y'all don't get nothing else, understand that. When you spend money, I spent money on a course the other day to invest in myself. Why it all came back to me? Clients calling me out to Walmart. Money. Now, the old Jimmy would have been like, you know, that's my last couple of $1,000. I don't want to do it. Da, 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 da. I don't know how I'm going to make this work. You know, the end of the month is coming around in the next 2 weeks. No. It's about, I have faith that any bills, anything that I want, anything that I desire, anything that I need is taken care of. The money will come. I have enough seeds out there. I listed my seeds the other day. I got 13 seeds planted out here in the universe. 13 whole seeds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 13 different streams of income.
I will make it.
And people who say, oh, you only need one stream of income. No, lies. One stream of income will leave you broke and very unhappy.
Yeah. And you can't purchase anything with one stream of income. I actually, Unique, want to hit on with that faith, because I myself, before being, and I'm nowhere near where I want to be when it comes to success, because I have a whole lifetime to do that. But I want to hit on faith because it's really, really, really important with being successful and what keeps me motivated. A lot of times people, like I said, when they hit failures or when they don't hit certain things or hit certain goals, they tend to stop or they tend to doubt themselves or they tend to stop looking at the things that they know they could actually have. Even me, myself, I actually just walked away from a six-figure job, making over six figures, and literally took a leap of faith, trusting fully in God every day, every step of the way. So I agree with you 1,000%. You know, what a lot of people don't understand is you have to truly walk in faith. You can't have faith in fear. So a lot of people have faith when God bless them with a car or God bless them with a house and God bless them with certain things. And they, oh, yeah. But then the moment you know, that boss knock on the door and say, hey, you know, you got this write-up. Oh, or hey, in that moment where they can't pay a bill, they tend to lose faith in those moments. Even in your darkest times, because it's not, like you said, it's not about money. Even for me, it's not about finances at all. Like, I get up every day, and it's a mind, again, it starts with your mindset. It's a shift in the mind. I get up every day knowing that everything will be taken care of by God. Every single thing. I do not worry. Hear me. I do not worry about anything.
I don't worry
about nothing. It don't matter if my account got $100,000 in it or $0. Guess what? I'm not worried about nothing. I get up every day happy. Why? Because God blessed me to see another day. God gave me another chance to put my best foot forward. So, and I also, too, take each day at a time. Like, a lot of people worry about next week today. They already in next week. They didn't even live in the day because they worry about what next week looked like. I tell people, don't worry about tomorrow. You focus on today. And then when you come home and you assess the room, you say, did I do my best today? Did I put my best foot forward today? This is the conversation that I have with myself, and this is what keeps me motivated. Another thing I do is I ask myself why. Like, hold on to your why, because it is challenging at some times. And it's something that I used to say when I was in corporate America making six figures. I used to always ask my teammates, and I'm talking about leading 14 employees, two assistant managers. The resume goes on. I used to ask them, what's your why? Why did you start this? Why are you doing this? When you do get challenged or you get stressed out, and it doesn't matter your line of work, whether you're an entrepreneur, nurse, doctor, fitness coach, it doesn't matter. Ask yourself why. When you get to those times where it's getting hard, it's getting rough, you don't know how you're going to make it, ask yourself, why did you start this? Why are you doing this in the beginning? What's your purpose? And those are some of the things that keep me motivated every day is my why. Another thing I'll add is look that woman and that man in the mirror. A lot of people, we go about our days, we wash our face, but are you actually looking at yourself in the mirror and having those conversations with yourself? Asking yourself, what does future self look like next year? What does future self want to have in 5 years? What does future self children look like? What does their living conditions look like? A lot of people just take on life and they actually don't assess quarterly. You know, I look at my life quarterly, every 3 months, every month, every week, and actually set goals and then accomplish them and then also track your success. A lot of people just go through life and they just life it. Yo, I can't wait for the summer to come. Oh, man, the winter's coming. Ask yourself, because real life, we already halfway through the year. This is what makes me successful. We already halfway through the year. And ask yourself, have you hit any of the goals that you set January 1st when you made the New Year's resolution? Nope. Ask yourself, hey, in the last 3 months, what have I done for me? Have I took any self-care time for myself? But no, we get up and go to work every day. Another thing I do is I look at my life like it's not my own. So the same way we can get up and go to our 9-to-5s and we make sure we don't work on time, we make sure we fill out our paperwork and our documentation, we need to make sure we do the same thing for our lives and for our children's lives. Those are some of the things that I actually want to add to what motivates me and what keeps me moving is looking at my life not just like, oh, I'm 34 years old. I got a long life to live. No. Hey, I'm 6 months into the next year. Where do I want to be financially? What trips do I want to take? Where do I want to go? What does future self look like in 3 months or in 6 months? And then I actually hold myself accountable. That's another thing people don't do. We quick to make excuses. Blame the white man. Blame our husbands. Blame our wives. Blame our boyfriends, our girlfriends. But actually, do you hold yourself accountable? And then if you don't hit your goals, what are you going to do to make sure you hit those goals? And don't just talk about it. That's another thing that makes me successful. Literally eight months ago, I walked away from my job. I'm now literally in biggest TVs and film projects that can't name a lot of them because of the NDAs that I'm signing. And I'm also directing music videos just because I set a goal for myself and held myself accountable to those goals and actually track my success. So I just wanted to add that in there with all of the things we want to talk about to make sure people really understand that also living a free mindset, it comes with holding yourself accountable, and it starts with looking at yourself first. Really take some time with that woman in the mirror and that man in the mirror and ask yourself, what's your purpose, where do I want to be, and what am I going to do to get there?
If y'all need a Bible study tonight, we just had it. Woo! You know, back in the day.
Hey, don't get me started.
We got wind this up. I'm sorry. I wish I could talk to you for the rest of the night. I wish I had put this on longer, but I wasn't sure I was going to have somebody on here. So, But yes, yo, love. I love this. Please like, share, repost. Send this out to anybody. This is a powerful episode, man. Send this out to anybody who needs to hear this. What motivates you? Stay motivated. In our last 2 minutes of the show, can you please tell us where they can find you, where they can listen to you, who you are, and everything else? And we got 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, again, guys, my name is DJ J Star. I go by the name of Star. Y'all can hit me up on IG. That's at J Star to you. So that's J-S-T-A-R-R, the number 2-U. Basically on Instagram. Hit me up on Instagram. And also I got a website, www.inightlife.com. Those are where you can find me on those platforms. Thank you, Unique, for having me. Thank you for all the audience that's listening. I hope we was able to share some gems with you guys. And hopefully we had to keep you guys motivated. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, yes, I appreciate you. Please, again, like this, share this. All I'm asking you to share. It don't cost you no money to share this, okay? It don't cost you no money to tell people about J-Star. It don't cost you no money to tell people about me. You know what I mean? Just go out there and put us out there. Put us out there in the world so we can give more people this kind of powerful information and grow and love and be positive. Cause I'm out to win it. I went to Grant Cardone. I'm about to 10X. I'm about to do everything. So watch me. I'm about to be, like I said, household name. 10 years, y'all. Watch out now. But you have a great night. If you need to buy Pookie, it's on Amazon. Just put in buy Pookie. If you want the link, click the link in the bio. I also have planners and everything else. Grab a copy of this. Tell me what you think. Cause I really everybody who's read this. It's only a short read. Look how little this book is. It's 90 pages. Only 90 pages. Y'all can read 90 pages. And it's big font. It ain't a little font. But look how big that font is. You know what I mean? And it's straight to the point. I'm a straight shooter. So grab this book and listen to it. And I appreciate you being on. And we will have to connect after the show or tomorrow. Let's get some rest tonight. I know you're tired. But, you know, let's connect tomorrow or something and chat it up, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, guys. I appreciate everybody logging on, for my Facebook friends and my Instagram friends. I appreciate that. YouTube, shout this out. I'm on YouTube. If you